Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Meister Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Halakayach, if someone buys with his Meister Sheni money, Chaya, Lizivchei Shlomen, for the purpose of a Shlomen. Big problem. A Chaya is not royal carbon. Karban is only from Behemoth to Tahiris. The Pasuk says, Min HaBakar and Min HaTzayin. So this person, let's say, purchased a deer, and he said, with my Meiser Sheni money, I am buying a deer for the purpose of Shlomim, when you can't bring a Shlomim in the form of a deer. So let me ask you something. What if it was not Meiser Sheni money? Stamazai. I took regular money, and I said, I am buying a deer for a Shlomim, or some other Chaya for a Shlomim. So what happens is, because you can't be makriv the Chaya itself, the Chaya gets what's called Kiddushas Domim. Its value belongs to Hegdish. You have to sell it and use that money for a Shlomim. A lot more about that in Masechtas Tmura Bez Hashem. Here it's more complicated, because not only did he buy a Chaya for a Shlomim, which doesn't work, he bought it with Meiser Sheni money. In this case, there's no Kiddusha at all. Even in the form of its value for money that has a Shaychus to Shlomim. Meiser Sheni money, according to Reb Meir, and our mission is going according to Reb Meir, is considered like Hegdish. So it doesn't work. You can't buy a Chaya for a Shlomim with Meiser Sheni money. Nothing happens. For that matter, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Behema, if he purchased a Behema, Levesar Taiva. He took Meiser Sheni money, and he purchased a Behema, no carbon. He wants to shecht it and eat it for supper. Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Iker Mitzvah with Meiser Sheni money is to purchase behemas for a carbon shlomim. Furthermore, Chazal made a gzera that you're not allowed to buy stamazoya behema with kesef Meiser Sheni, only to be makvet as a shlomim. Chazal were concerned everybody would use their Meiser Sheni money just for plain supper, and the Mizbeach won't have karbonis. So therefore they were misaken that you don't have a choice. You cannot purchase with your Meiser Sheni money only a behemoth that is ro'i for a shlomim. So he didn't listen. He went and he purchased a behemoth for basar taiva, stam for supper, with Meiser Sheni money. In both these cases, where he buys a chaya for a shlomim, or a behemoth for basar taiva, the din is, loy yotza ha'ar l'chul. Ar means the hide. What do you mean, loy yotza ha'ar l'chul? Let's go back to what we learned in Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if someone did it right, he purchased the behemoth with his Meiser Sheni money for Zivchei Shlomim. Or Chaya, let's say a deer, a kosher Chaya, Libsar Taiva, eat it plain for supper, not a carbon. That you can do. Chazal only said you can't buy a behemoth with Meiser Sheni money for supper, but a Chaya you can. So then the din is Yotza Ha'ar L'chulin. The meat has the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni, but the hide does not have the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. And you can do with it whatever you want. And we even learned, even though the value of the hide may be more than the basar. So what we're saying over here is, lo yotza ar l'chulin. In other words, because here he did it wrong, he purchased a chaya for shlomim, or a behema for basar taiva. The whole din doesn't apply, where we say the basar is hegdish, and the ar goes out l'chulin. Lo yotza ar l'chulin means to say that this R is bechlal not in the parsha, that it goes out l'chulin. Nothing ever happened over here. It's not shayach the halacha here. There's no kiddush of Meiser Sheni that went on to this behema. Not onto a chaya that was purchased for a shlomim. And not onto a behema that was purchased with Meiser Sheni money for basar taiva. Leiter zok the Mishnah, if someone purchases with Meiser Sheni money, kadei yayin pesuchais, open jugs of wine, or even Sesumai's closed jugs, Mokaim Shedarkan, in a place where the minig is, to sell Kadeyayin, Limacher Psuchas, to sell them open. So the din is, Loi Yotze Kan Kan L'chul. Being that in this case, the normal derech is, when you buy wine, they don't sell it with the jug, you have to bring your own jug. So it's as if you're buying two things over here, wine, and you're doing something which is normally not done, you're also buying the kankan. It's not included in the price of wine. Normally, you come with your own keli, and they pour the wine into your keli. Oy bazoi, we have an interesting halacha. The kankan is not included. This is how we touch the words. Layotze kankan l'cholon. The jug is not included in how you cheshbin how much Maaser Sheni money did I redeem. I have Maaser Sheni money. I need to buy things that are normally used for Maaser Sheni. Wine is okay. So let's say this wine cost me 5 shekel. In a place where the minig is that you buy a closed jug of wine. So we say, okay, 5 shekel of my Maaser Sheni money has now been transferred over to the wine. Aye, maybe some of it is for the jug, but we consider the jug part of the wine because that's how wine is sold. Sold together with the jug. But in a place where the minig is not to sell the jug together with the wine, so if I spent 5 shekel over here and I said wine plus a jug, I don't have my own jug, I'm sorry. You're supposed to come with your own jug. I didn't. Please give me the jug also. So you have to cheshbon how much the seller charged you for the jug, and that's not included in the kedusha going off the Maaser Sheni money onto the jug, because a jug is not one of the things you can buy with Maaser Sheni money. So in other words, what we're saying is, once again, if someone purchases with Maaser Sheni money, kade yayin psucha is open jugs of wine, or even if these jugs happen to be sesumais closed, but makom it's in a place shed darkan limacher psuchais, where normally the derech is to sell them open, meaning to say, you bring your own jug and you scoop out the wine. So lo yotze kankan lechulin. The part of your Maaser Sheni money that went for the kankan doesn't work over here. That part stays Maaser Sheni money. Now, if you're going to walk into a wine store today and you buy a bottle of wine, so the receipt's not going to say, oh, the wine, $4, the bottle, $1. We buy today wine in closed bottles. So the bottle is a tuffle to the wine. No one says, I bought a wine in a bottle. I bought wine and it comes in a bottle. If that would be the case, so even though when you spend a certain amount of money on the wine, obviously the price takes into account how much it costs the bottle, but Lamaisa, the bottle is a tuffle to the wine. And don't look at it like you're buying a wine in a bottle. You're buying wine that comes in a bottle. So Mamela, the whole price that you paid works for a Maaser Sheni. That amount comes off the money, goes on to the wine. But in a place, once again, I'm sorry if I'm repeating, but it's you have to get the aside here. In a place where you come with your own bottle and you're buying a bottle, it's a separate thing. I don't say the bottle is a tuffle to the wine. You're buying a separate thing, a bottle. Well, you can't buy a bottle with Maaser Sheni money. So the kiddush of the Maaser Sheni money doesn't go off onto the bottle. That's what the Mishnah means. Vayter zok the Eilige Mishnah, Salei Zesim, baskets of olives with Salei Anovim, and baskets of grapes, Im Hakli. You purchase them together with the keli. So here too, it's the same as buying wine in a place where you normally don't get the bottle. You have to come with your own bottle. And here by the peiros in the basket, we're not being mechalik between, is it a derech to buy the basket with the peiros or not? And that's because peiros, you can carry in your hand. Wine without a bottle, you can't carry in your hand. So in a place where the minig is to sell the wine with the bottle, here we say the bottle is tuffle to the wine, but we'll never say that in regard to the peiros. By the peiros, it's always the same as the wine where the minig is not to sell it with the bottle. The kelim don't become a tuffle to the zesim and to the anovim, to the olives and the grapes. And lo yotzu demei hakeli lecholin. So the money that you spent for the basket over here, the keli that it comes in, you have to factor in that the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni money doesn't go onto the basket. That part of the money stays Maaser Sheni money. And the Maaser, what am I supposed to do? So the best thing is, say to the man who sold you the wine with the Zesim and the Anovim, please give me back the money that went for the jug or the keli, and I'll pay you with regular money that's not Maaser Sheni money. But let's say he's not here anymore. What do I do? I can't get the money back. So the din is Yoichel Kenegdan. You have to figure out how much money we're talking about here that stayed Maaser Sheni money and eat peiros with the kedusha of Maaser Sheni, having in mind that that money should be redeemed on these peiros that I'm going to eat with the halachis of Maaser Sheni. So chazering over our mission. If you take Maaser Sheni money and you buy a chaya for the purpose of a shlamim, problem is you can't bring a chaya for a shlamim. Or for that matter, you take Maaser Sheni money and you do what you're not allowed to do. You buy a behema for basar taiva, stam for supper, not for a carbon. Chazal aser that. So it's an ineffective purchase. In other words, the kedusha stays on the maaser sheni money. We don't say the basar is hegdish and the or goes out lechulin. Nothing has to go out lechulin because nothing became maaser sheni here. Then we learned that if you purchase wine from open jugs, where you come with your own scoop and you put it into your jug, but you purchase it with the jug, or even if the jug was closed, but it's a place where the minig is normally, it's sold out of open jugs. So you have to realize the money you spent on the jug, there the kedusha doesn't go off the maaser sheni onto the jug. If it's a place where normally the wine is sold with the jug is a tuffel to the wine. So just like the kedusha goes off the maaser sheni money onto the wine, it already includes the bottle also. But in a place where normally the bottle is not sold, it won't work. And when you purchase baskets full of zeisim and anavim, there for sure doesn't make a difference what the minig is. The amount of money that went for the basket doesn't get redeemed. That money stays maaser sheni money. And what you would have to do is eat more peiros with the kedusha of maaser sheni to make up for it.